听力课堂，听 class.com。
Immediately after the president signs the bill this morning, insurance companies will have to cover children with pre-existing conditions. The companies can continue to deny adults until 2014. Let's look how the reforms will impact the vast majority of Americans. 85% of us have some form of insurance coverage. So what changes can we expect? CNN's chief medical correspondent, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, joining us for a closer look. If you don't mind, since you are, this is your specialty, the brain, Kalila, and I'm looking at her condition once again, missing the frontal lobes of her brain. First of all, talk to me about that, and is that a tough thing, you know, to deal with regard to insurance?
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, don't know exactly what caused her frontal lobes of her brain to atrophy or sort of wither away, or was she simply born without them? Sometimes people, because they've had a lack of oxygen to the brain for a period of time, even during the birthing process, for example, can have problems like that. She's obviously cognitively affected by this, but as was mentioned, I think, by her caregiver, not sure if that was her mom or who that was, talking about the seizures as well, which can be very debilitating, very hard to treat, and, you know, require medications as well. So all of that, just obviously caring for her in the situation she's in.
It is her mom, by the way.
That's
her
mom.
Yeah, that is her mom.
The situation that she's in and all the meds and the wheelchair and everything else, that has significant costs.
So, you know, the point of that story was that apparently this new plan will be good for her, but her mom is still very skeptical and not so sure. I guess a lot of us want to see stories like this where, okay, great, someone like Kalila is going to get help right away.
You know, it's interesting because if you look at all the various people in this country who would be affected by this, the people who have some sort of medical problem and who are currently are either uninsured or have difficulty getting insurance are probably going to be the most affected and the most immediately affected as well. So for children, not discriminating against based on a pre-existing condition, that's going to take place within 6 months. So insurance companies are going to have to provide health care insurance for children like Kalila. And that's obviously
a
big deal. She made a good point, I thought, as well, her mom. Saying, you know, there was some coverage under Medicaid that already exists. There was some coverage under some of the state programs, but it simply wasn't enough. And I think her skepticism may still be from this idea that, is it still going to be enough? And some of those details are going to have to wait and be seen. Insurance companies provide the health care insurance coverage, but make sure that it's adequate as well to pay for the seizure medications, to pay for the wheelchair, to pay for all the care that someone like Kalila needs.